انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Farah, and this is my show, Music with Farah, on 90s FM. Before we start, if you'd like to leave us a comment or suggest us a song, drop us a call on +21 1-000-427-894. Tonight we're going to talk about the legends who came all the way from Germany and broke into global stardom and are one of the most iconic rock bands of all time. This is The Scorpions. Now, before the Scorpions became the legends we know now, let's go back to 1965, where Rudolf Schenker grew up around Hildesheim and Sarstedt, where his love for guitars kept growing. By 1965, Rudolf and his neighbor Wolfgang Desonet, a drummer, formed an amateur band called Nameless, with Karl-Heinz Vollmer on lead guitar and Joachim Kerckhoff on bass. Together, they rehearsed in the pub run by Wolfgang's mother on closed days, practicing and playing whatever was on the English music charts. And during this time, they even staged a self-organized festival at Hanover's theater. The group made their debut gig in 1965, and by the following year, they were using the name The Scorpions and were playing in Hanover clubs in West Germany. Now, the Scorpions were performing in Hanover, known for its metal and rock scene. At the same time, there was also Klaus Meine, who was in a band called Copernicus with Rudolf's younger brother, Michael Schenker, who were also a cover band. Both bands would compete with each other as they played in the same venues. Eventually, though, Rudolf convinced both Michael and Klaus to join the Scorpions, with Michael on guitar and Klaus as the band's new vocalist. And the group ventured into creating a psychedelic rock album titled Lonesome Crow, which became their debut album. With everything ready to go, the Scorpions became a fully professional band, with Klaus Meine on vocals, Michael Schenker on lead guitar, Rudolf Schenker on rhythm guitar, Lothar Heimberg on bass guitar, and Wolfgang Desonet on drums. Lonesome Crow was produced by Conrad Connie Plank and released on the indie label Brain Records on February 9, 1972. This album was the start of a young band trying to find their way and look for their signature sound. The album featured a mix of ballads like In the Search of the Peace of Mind and psychedelic rock tracks like I'm Going Mad, which is our first track of the night.
We'll be right back.
Following the release of Lonesome Crow, the band went on tour the following February, serving as the opening act for the UK band UFO. But towards the end of the tour, Michael Schenker soon left the Scorpions to join UFO as their lead guitarist. Without a lead guitarist, Rudolf calls his friend Ulrich to fill in for a few remaining tour obligations, which he does. But even so, Michael's somewhat abrupt exit shakes up the rest of the band. And so, the Scorpions offer Ulay the open guitarist position, but he declines since he's already in the band Don Red and prefers to stay with them. And so, the Scorpions briefly disbanded in 1973. But Rudolf still wanted to play music, so he reaches out to Ulay again, and the two form a merge, bringing in Red Dawn and the Scorpions together. This new lineup consisted of Rudolf on rhythm guitar, Uli on lead guitar, Francis Buchholz on bass, Achim Kirschning on keyboards, Jürgen Rosenthal on drums, and they ended up bringing Klaus on vocals and decided to continue under the moniker The Scorpions. With this new lineup, they ended up catching the attention of major label RCA and signed a major global contract with them. With this new band lineup, the Scorpions released the album Flight of the Rainbow in 1974, with RCA Records providing all the financial backings and global distribution for the album. This is the album where Ulay, as a guitarist, created a big part of the Scorpions' legacy and became one of the most important people to the band's history. Ulay was known to be a huge fan of Jimi Hendrix, and that passion and love shone through his own technique, where he blends blues scales with classical musical theory, which was really not done before. Here is the incredibly energetic Rock and Roll Speedy's Coming.
Yeah.
Coming right off the same album is Fly People Fly. This, among a couple of other tracks, was co-written by Michael before leaving the band as part of an agreement. Fly People Fly still has that quintessential rock and roll sound, but with a slower, more ballad-esque tempo, mixed with this psychedelic, bluesy vibe reminiscent of their debut album. It's this very hypnotic, slow rhythm, along with a phenomenal solo from Ulay that really kicks in everything in gear. Even more so, this is a track that cemented Klaus's vocals, where it's more powerful and dramatic. And without further ado, here's the hypnotic Fly People Fly.
Oh,
After Flight of the Rainbow, the band was pretty successful and dropped a couple of albums throughout the 70s. But by the live album Tokyo Tapes in 1978, there was a rift dividing the band. Members Rudolf and Klaus wanted to move away from the complex sounds into something more commercial, as they were aiming for the American arenas. While Uli didn't want to be restricted by the formats and was feeling dissatisfied with the direction of music the band was taking. And so he parted ways with the Scorpions, and he created his own symphonic rock project, Electric Sun, around 1978. Now, the band was all of a sudden without a lead guitarist. But bassist Francis remembered a young local player named Matisse Jab who had just the right style and ability, becoming the band's newest member. In that same year, the band started recording their sixth studio album, Love Drive, along with Matisse as Uli's replacement. Unfortunately, that was short-lived, as Rudolf's younger brother Michael came back to the Scorpions after quitting UFO due to substance abuse. Michael played on tracks like Coast to Coast, Holiday, and Love Drive. And rather than scraping what Matisse had already recorded, the band decided to use his work and Michael's on the same album. Love Drive became the major point in fully cementing that classic Scorpion sound, with a mix of hard rock and melodic ballads all wrapped into one. Like this rock and roll track, Can't Get Enough. Our next track throws us right into 1978, where our lineup slightly changes again. Between Can't Get Enough and the track The Zoo, which comes from their 1980 album Animal Magnetism, Michael leaves the Scorpion once again and Matisse joins the band as lead guitarist and backing vocalist. And so we're thrown right into the action of late 1970s Midtown Manhattan. It's vibrant, crammed, and brimming with local scenes and everything in between, from Broadway to the theater district known as the Zoo. The Scorpions had performed in the US as part of their tour in 1979, and while they were there, they couldn't help but notice their gritty, loud, and chaotic nightlife. And so Klaus, with all that inspiration from the wild New York nightlife, wrote The Zoo, with one of the most iconic and recognizable riffs of the Scorpions. Our next track comes from the extremely iconic 1982 Scorpions album, Blackout. This track is one of the more romantic tracks of the night. No One Like You was written by guitarist Rudolf Schenker and vocalist Klaus Meine as a love letter to Meine's wife Gabby, who was missed due to the extensive and long concert tours. Although on the outside everything seemed okay, behind the scenes there was almost a feature that was a huge chance due to a medical crisis. During the writing process of the album, Klaus completely lost his voice and suffered from severe vocal cord issues requiring 2 surgeries. To keep production moving while Klaus recovered, the band bought American singer Don Donkin to record guide vocals and demo tracks so the band could arrange music. But then Klaus made a full recovery, returning better than ever and laying down all the lead vocals himself. With a strong victory for the Scorpions and the album Blackout, here is No One Like You.
We'll be right back.
Up next is a beautiful ode from the Scorpions to their fans from the same album. Can't Live Without You is a huge arena anthem dedicated to the electrifying energy the fans gave the band during their live shows. It's a sweet dedication to every fan around the world for loving and supporting them. Here is the legendary Can't Live Without You. Blackout was the push that helped them get out internationally, but our next album, Love at First Sting, released on March 27, 1984, had a lot more going on behind the scenes. As the band was prepping for their new album, bassist Francis and drummer Herman fell severely ill, and because they did not want to postpone recording, they ended up replacing them with legendary bassist Jimmy Bain from Dio and Rainbow, and drummer Bobby Rondinelli from Rainbow. But ultimately, both Francis and Herman recovered just in time and had a final credit performance with the regular members of the Scorpions. Love at First Sting was also where the big stadium hits like Rock You Like a Hurricane and power ballads like Still Loving You were all over the radio and MTV. This album became an important milestone in the Scorpions' history, and we're diving right into the third track of the album, I'm Leaving You. The track peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and went double platinum in that same year. I'm Leaving You leans towards glam rock, but with that signature Scorpion rock and roll sound. It's explosive from the moment it starts until it ends. Here is the ever energetic I'm Leaving You.
Thank you.
Our next track is Big City Nights from the same album. The song was composed by guitarist Rudolph and vocalist Klaus. The song's story is about trying to capture the thrill of touring and a rock and roll life, while trying to find a genuine connection between the chaos. It's all about the fast-paced American rock scene, living for the exciting moments even if it's fleeting, and just being a musician. Here is Big City Nights. After the big rock and roll scene, I want to share the first single from Love at First Sting, Bad Boys Running. It's the most aggressive, in-your-face song, and although it's the first track of the album, I wanted to end this era with a bang. last track of the night, I want to play the most iconic Scorpion song. From the opening whistle, this song has become an anthem and sound for freedom. The Scorpions were not just a band. They were young teenagers in Germany who dreamed and lived in music. They were able to start off small and grow their own audience right from their hometown. And although there were so many breaks, lineup changes, and more, they were able to work together and cement a huge legacy among other rock and roll bands that started around the same time. Even more so, the Scorpions were able to globally dominate Billboard charts, radio station, and the hearts of millions and millions of people. What makes them special is that they've stood the test of time, which is pretty rare for a lot of bands that started around the same time. Whether they're big stadium hits, heavy metal tracks, or even their power ballads, they were able to pour in so many feelings and emotions. One of these tracks, which holds the most important history, is Wind of Change. It's the most iconic Scorpion song of all time, and was recorded for their 11th studio album, Crazy World, released in 1990. The song is still an extremely important power ballad that was composed and written by the band's lead singer, Klaus Meine, and produced by Keith Olsen. Meine was inspired by his participation in the Moscow Music Peace Festival on August 13, 1989, where the band performed in front of about 300,000 fans. The lyric's opening line referred to the city of Moscow's landmark, like Moskva, which is the name of the river that runs through Moscow, and the Gorky Park, an urban park in Moscow named after the writer Maxim Gorky. The song captures the themes of hope for global peace, unity, and a better future, while celebrating the end of the Cold War and the fall of the Berlin Wall. Wind of Change is an anthem of freedom, love, and hopefulness for a better and brighter future. I've been your host, Farah, with my show, Music with Farah, on 90s FM. And I'll see you at the same time, same place. Thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the music.
Down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. We could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change. Three. to the face of time. Like a storm wind, then we ring.